television critics from across the country have been in Los Angeles for the past 10 days, getting a preview of the fall season. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne spoke with Kim Masters, who covers entertainment news for NPR.
At the gathering, plenty of reality shows were on offer, and the big story was about allegations of theft of some of those reality shows. Kim, I guess they were getting pretty real. Who started the name-calling?
Jeff Zucker started this off. He's one of the top honchos at NBC, and he said that Fox has gone from being innovators to imitators. And that was followed by Steve McPherson of ABC a couple of days later. He's the new head of programming there.
I'll put it this way. If I was a member of the creative community, it would be incredibly disconcerting to me that if you take a show, a pitch, into Fox, and they can't, don't, or decide not to buy it, they will steal it. Plain and simple.
Whoa. What did Fox allegedly steal?
Well, the huge point of contention for NBC is a boxing show, The Contender, which is a thing with Sylvester Stallone involved and Sugar Ray Leonard. Fox has a thing called The Next Great Champ, which has Oscar De La Hoya. And they're racing to beat each other onto the screen. And Fox has also got a version of an ABC show called Trading Spouses, Meet Your New Mommy.
And what did Fox have to say about all of this? What's its response?
Well, Fox Entertainment President Gail Berman said Fox did not steal these ideas.
This is the way television works. There is nothing new about this. This is a competitive business. Producers see what's working and then try to seize what's working and come up with another take on it. You will see, if you look around the television dials, that many shows look familiar to other shows. That's the way the business is done.
That's Gail Berman from Fox, and the head of unscripted programming at Fox, Mike Darnell, chimed in, pointing out that things like Who Wants to Marry My Dad on NBC is similar to The Bachelor, and that the accusers in this case have done their own cloning of these ideas.
So what else were these television networks talking about?
Well, there was some talk about the indecency crackdown, the effect of the Janet Jackson breast incident, but certainly this question of stealing absolutely dominated the discussion.
What about scripted shows, drama or comedy? Anything got anyone there excited?
Yes, I think several critics told me they were kind of surprised to find themselves liking a new show on UPN, which stars Taye Diggs. He had been on Ally McBeal. It's called Kevin Hill, and he's sort of a hotshot entertainment lawyer who winds up with a baby. And they also like a show on ABC called Desperate Housewives. We're going to play a little clip of the housewives discussing a friend who has committed suicide.
I'm just so angry. If Mary Alice was having problems, she should have come to us. She should have let us help her.
What kind of problems could she have had? She was healthy, had a great home, a nice family. If Mary Alice was having some sort of crisis, we'd have known.
Gabby, the woman, killed herself. Something must have been going on.
The critics do point out that I've talked to that just because they like these shows, not only doesn't mean they'll succeed, but may in fact mean that they're unlikely to succeed. But, you know, we still have a bunch of reality coming. It was kind of an amusing thing at the Fox thing to listen to The Simple Life with Paris Hilton as a show that displays American diversity because she travels all around the country and sees a lot of different kinds of people.
NPR's Kim Masters taking a momentary break from the Television Critics Association press tour of upcoming television shows. Thanks very much.
Thank you.